WTLC AM Indianapolis.
Indy's choice for inspiration and praise.
AM 1310, The Light.
Welcome back to the second half of Afternoons with Amos. I'm Amos Brown. Glad to have you here. It is Tuesday for the final candidate Tuesday. There may be some other candidates sneaking in here between now and Friday, but for the final candidate Tuesday, the sheriff of Marion County, John Layton, who is running for re-election. He is the Democratic candidate for sheriff. Sheriff, let me first ask you the question we always ask all the candidates when we start out. Why are you running again?
Well, you know, if you look at the Marion County, by the way, hi, Amos.
Hi, Sheriff. How are you?
Very blessed today. If you look at the last 3.5 years and what we've built and what we've done and the accomplishments that we've been able to be blessed with at the Marion County Sheriff's Office, we have to keep this going. We can't let this fall alongside the road, and I'm just afraid it might. We have, with our accreditations with the Marion County Sheriff's Office, we're now in the top 0.5% of the 3,100 sheriff's offices across this beautiful country. So we feel like we've made huge strides, not only with the conditions and the different educational programs we have at the Marion County Sheriff's Office, but with keeping the people safer, with the sexual offender registry, the warrant teams, the things we're doing, working with IMPD every single day to get the job done for the folks out there.
239-1310. 239-1310. It's Afternoon's name is. I know there's a lot of folks that want to talk, to Sheriff John Layton. And before you came in, we had a lady on the phone that was concerned about the green dot card, which is the ability to accept calls from inmates in your jail and some of the fees. Let me kind of bring, the young lady back. Ma'am, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. I got the sheriff right here.
How are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. What I was calling about is that this green dot, these green dot people that have these cards for the people that's in lockup.
Yes.
They, are taking, the money, and all the money is going toward fees before the person even gets to even make the call. And that's not fair.
The commissary telephone lines are run by an outside company, GTL,
and they are horrible.
Yeah, well, we're constantly working with GTL to streamline that. Some of those fees kind of make up for different frauds that we have to put up with, I mean, credit card companies out there in the real world, they also do some of the same things, the 2% fees and this kind of thing when you buy a gift card at the drugstore. Some of them take as much as $6 off the top, and a lot of that is to cover fraud and other things, and quite frankly, the administration fees that go along with that company just to keep all that equipment going that needs to be done. Now, that doesn't mean there can't be some control of that, it's been going very smooth. To be honest with you, this is the first complaint I've gotten about it. So I'll jot that down and we'll look back into it as soon as I'm off the air.
All right, ma'am.
Yes.
What I would like you to do, if you would be so kind, I'm going to have Drew pick your line up off the air. If you would be so kind as to leave your name and a phone number where you can be reached during the day, and a member of the sheriff's staff will get back to you and get more information about that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, but I'm still not satisfied, Amos. I mean, I have to say, because it's $10 for to do it Western Union. That's true. It is a lot of fees involved, but people are still being taken for the money. Because before they even get the call, then they say $25 for a call. It's got to start at that. But I talked to this man at the Green Dot this morning, and it was just to talk to him, Fernando took $6 off of the card, which costs, it has to be 25 or more.
See, somehow I don't understand. If you just call in for information, Fernando should take $6.95
off the card.
I agree.
When
I
called the store to complain about the money being on card, we come to find out, it took us a while, but we came to find out, Fernando, just for me calling him this morning, they said somehow or other there was $20 in $20 and something left on the car. He took $6 of that $20, which caused it. It has to be that or more for you to use the card. And he couldn't even use it, couldn't even make one call.
All right, well, hold on. And what we'll have is give Drew your name and a number where you can reach during the day. Sheriff's staff will follow up, okay? Okay?
All right.
So hold on with that. 239-1310. 239-1310. Sheriff, you've talked about the progress that you have made. What are some of those examples?
Well, let's talk about Hope Hall. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things I'm most proud of that has come about in the last almost 4 years. We had what was called before that the Mother's Jail, Liberty Hall.
Right.
And we had, as soon as I walked into office, we were having medical problems over at Liberty Hall. It was run by an outside company, and we're not extremely sold on all outside companies running our business.
Mm-hmm.
And they are constantly being watched by my administration. But in this case, a young lady passed away not long after I took office.
Mm-hmm.
And to say I went through the roof is an understatement. Mm-hmm. And this lady was pregnant at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We immediately pulled all of the females out of Hope Hall that were with child.
Mm-hmm.
And we gathered these folks together. Make a long story short, I'm going to jump ahead. I closed down Hope Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm sorry, I closed down Liberty Hall.
Right.
We saved $2.3 million in savings by closing down Liberty Hall, then turned around and over at City County Building,
mm-hmm.
We opened up what we call Hope Hall. The sheriff's office runs that now.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, it's run much more efficiently. The women, there's a huge rate of women who do not return to jail because of Hope Hall. And it's those kind of accomplishments that we've been able to see at the sheriff's office that keep me going. These are women with children, that we teach.
Who are awaiting trial.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it a little tough because some of these women are only in there a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them get bonded out and they're only in there a few days. But if I can get them in front of one teacher to have them listen to a couple of seminars on dress for success or how to be a better parent, how to interview for a job. When they leave there, and they feel like somebody cares about them, and they're going to make it in life, the chances are they will not be coming back to us.
239-1310. 239-1310. You can send me an email at praiseindy.com or a text message at 37890, keyword Amos. When Prosecutor Curry was here last week, he talked about this new computer system they put in for the courts.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been through at least 5 computer system changeovers.
Yes.
Ain't none of them work smoothly. There's been all kind of problems, and the prosecutor was complaining about the problems that his office had to endure with these changeovers.
Right.
Is this changeover with the new computer system that measures when somebody's arrested and where they are, is that the reason you've had some things where you can't find where folk are or the computer says goodbye and they're supposed to be locked up and then just walk out the front door or the side door?
That has happened on occasion, but yeah, we have done our research, believe me, and in the last same period of time that folks are saying we lost 22, 25, 29, by human error with sheriff employees, at the same time that 65,000 people came through that jail, 6 were released,
mm-hmm.
in error by humans.
Does now, that happen like in some of these other jails that aren't accredited?
Well,
or,
absolutely.
Or accredited?
Yeah, one of our neighboring counties just 3 weeks ago let out one of our inmates that they were holding for us.
Mm-hmm.
And the Marion County Sheriff had to go find them. I mean, and we do a great job of that. Everybody's back in jail, and they're back there forthwith,
mm-hmm.
Because of our warrant teams and the professionalism of those men and women. But still, 6, to me, is too many.
Mm-hmm.
But to say we have 25 or 29, you see, the computer system wasn't just one system, as you talked about. When you change one system, there's glitches, there's problems.
Right.
We take care of business and... In this case, there was 3 different systems at the same time that were put together, meld together to try to overtake the one system we'd been using for years.
So wait a minute, this was the state that did that?
Well, it was the entity. It was the entire entity of public safety in Marion County, not just the sheriff, not just the state. The state didn't make us do anything.
Okay.
But the enterprise.
So this was sheriff, police,
yes,
everybody.
It was everybody. And we thought it would work. And, mm-hmm. and to the people had worked so hard on this to make sure it works. But, you know, it's a computer system, and there are going to be some problems here and there.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is, when a problem happens, you investigate, you try to make it so that doesn't happen again. And we can certainly do that with human error, which, like I said, six people in the same time we had 65,000. That is 0.0025 error rate of people going out the door by human error of deputies or sheriff employees. So, you know, anything other than that is just fantasy on the part of others.
239-1310, 239-1310 is Afternoon's Neighbors. I know you just came back from the previewing, and you'll be going back later over to Crown Hill.
Yes.
For the viewing today of the late Sheriff Jack Cotty.
Yes.
And his homegoing is tomorrow. One of the things, they interviewed him about 15 years ago, and one of the things he talked about was, and this was not in 2000, that he was seeing how the black community was spreading into what was then the sheriff's area, into the townships.
Yes, sir.
And he recognized that he needed to have a more diverse sheriff's force.
Yes, sir.
Is that legacy that Jack Cotty started continuing under your watch?
Well, I'm very proud to say absolutely. The Marion County Sheriff's Office, as we speak today, and it has a total population of, well, right under 1,000 people. 22% are African American.
Mm.
Now, let's stop right there for a second, because 27% are also females, but 22% are African Americans. Try any other law enforcement entity, let's say government entity, mm-hmm. throughout all of Marion County, throughout mm-hmm. central Indiana, mm-hmm. that can even come close to those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheriff Cotty did recognize that. That was, you know, he mentored me without even knowing it, mm-hmm. by his actions, by many of the things he did as sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you aspire someday to possibly be in his shoes, mm-hmm. you're going to watch every move they make.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget that Sheriff Cotty and I in 1994 ran against each other for mm-hmm. sheriff of Marion mm-hmm. County. And I came in second. But you know, that was probably.
And he probably never let you forget it either.
No, well, you know, within months of that election being over with, he put politics aside. He mm-hmm. and I sat down together. I learned so much from that man. And then when his time was up with the sheriff's office after his 8 years, Frank Anderson steps in.
Mm-hmm.
How can you be mentored by two better people than Jack Cotty,
mm-hmm.
who did cross party lines, who mm-hmm. did cross racial lines to take care of everybody in Marion County, just like Frank Anderson did? And thank the good Lord I was mentored by both of them.
Let me go to Bishop Roach at 239-1310. Hi there.
How you doing, Amos?
I'm fine, Bishop. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. How you doing, Sheriff?
Hi, Bishop. How are you today, sir?
Okay, I'm doing excellent. I just got a few questions, and I'm gonna get off the line and let you answer them.
Okay.
First, I'd like for you to explain. You know, our church has been doing gun buybacks, and I'd like for you to explain what has been done, what is being done with those guns that we've taken off the streets. And I'd like for you to explain number two about the Peace Dove, and how that some of the schools can get that Peace Dove and a deputy to come out and explain the peace in the streets. And last but not least, I just like to hear, I've heard so many negative ads about your administration by your opponents and their supporters. And I just like to know if your opponent has put a disclaimer to some of the negative ads that are truly not the truth. So I just like to get off the line and let you answer those.
All right, Sheriff.
Well, I'll take the last one first. That's the best way to do it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
As far as negative ads go, we sent my opponent a letter back in early spring of a clean campaign,
mm-hmm.
pledge a clean campaign. We never received that letter back. It was signed by me,
mm-hmm.
and we asked for a clean campaign, and, mm-hmm. and I guess that side of the fence just couldn't see that happening. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of understand why, you know, when they know they're going to have to reach down and choose their bag of desperation at some point and throw stuff all over the wall, see what sticks. That's what happens with desperate people. And I understand that. Mm-hmm. Because I've seen that happen before. We chose to stay above board, and I think you've seen that in our commercials. And, you know, the one thing that bothers me is if you have to use those kind of tactics to become the highest law enforcement officer in Marion County, what does that say for you if you would get the office? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do with that $110 million budget and 1,000 employees that you're, besides the 850 million or 850,000 people that you are responsible for, if you had to use those tactics to try to win an office? It's sad. It's just sad.
What's the P stuff?
The P stuff, and I'm glad the doctor brought that up. Throughout Marion County, our hardworking IMPD officers, Marion County Sheriff's deputies, and other law enforcement agencies throughout Marion County take every day guns out of vehicles and out of people's hands and out of people's belt loops. Mm-hmm. You know, those guns that are used on our street for crime end up at the Marion County Jail eventually after trial because, by law, all sheriffs throughout Indiana are responsible to destroy those guns. And there's several different ways we can destroy them. Mm-hmm. We used to melt them down, and we still do. We mm-hmm. still will be doing that. But right. I took many of those guns, about 1,000 of those guns that were used in crimes, many of them homicides right here on the streets of Marion County. Mm-hmm. And I gathered together a group of folks, including an IFD fireman who owns Indy Forge, who did our statue out in front of the jail. And he had a great idea of, my idea was to build a peace dove and make a peace dove statue out of these same guns. Right. He has taken these guns and torn them apart. Under supervision, mm-hmm. and then welded pieces back together to make this beautiful piece dove with a 9-foot wingspan out of the same guns that came off the street. Now, my idea was not necessarily, of course, that's going to honor those that were killed,
right.
The homicide victims of Marion County, but more so, it honors the families and loved ones that are left behind by these guns that were used in the peace dove. And, That's kind of the whole idea behind the peace dove, is never forget those people who are still in mourning and will be the rest of their lives and whose lives have been changed through death and people maimed by these same guns.
If you're reelected, will the gun buybacks continue?
Absolutely. Yes. And the bishop has helped us on a couple of occasions, and I always send deputies to the church to help out with that gun buyback. And, you know, we don't get hundreds of guns, but you know, only takes one or right. two or three that we can get off the street that may have been used in a homicide by now. So I'm happy for the one, much less 100 or a couple hundred that we could get off the street.
Let me go to Elder Rush, then we'll take a break at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, Amos.
How are you
doing this today?
Fine. What's up?
Hey, Sheriff, I want to call for a couple of things. One of the things I want to call about is, you just mentioned it, the peace dove. The sheriff called me and told me of an idea about 3 months ago. I thought it was an amazing idea, but it was juxtaposed with some of the other mm-hmm. activities that I've had with that office, and particularly with the sheriff's said before them. We've had some really controversial things. But to Jack Cotty's credit, when we fought with them against with the Leaf Radford thing, it was Sheriff Cotty that did not wait on the City County Council, but he stood up and he sent to me a 3- or 4-page review for Civilian Review Board that saying that he wanted to be held accountable. I heard you ask the sheriff, did has he continued that legacy? And I'm going to tell you that he absolutely has continued that legacy. It was a few months back, something happened in the jail, and the sheriff called a number of us together at 7:30 in the morning to say, this is what happened in my jail. I don't like it. I'm going to prosecute the person that did that, and we will not have inmates mistreated or killed in my jail under my watch. And we stood up right then and said, well, this is different, and this is amazing, and we applaud it. But on the peace dove, 1,200 pieces, 750 pounds, transmogrified from weapons of mass destruction to a dove of peace, it was an amazing ideal. And one thing, there's one last thing I want to say. Sheriff, could you clarify something for me? I heard that that the person that was running against you had said, I guess after the MSNBC report, that about billionaires and millionaires are big political pastor parties buying out elections. He said that he did not get any contribution from anyone, or from at least from the Republican Party, but it seems like the clerk's record has a different kind of story. So I maybe you can clear that up for me, Sheriff. But I just want to say, Amos, that this particular guy, that sheriff, he's a different kind of sheriff. And just like we fought that department many occasions, we want to applaud them as when they produce like this sheriff has. And I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Elder Rush. A very good friend. And we go back a long way, and we go back for the right reasons. Part of the 40, part of the original 40, ministers, men and women across Marion County that we've taken in to the Marion County Sheriff's Office. And you're right, it was the 40 that we called in when one of our inmates was beaten by a deputy. And I love my deputies, don't get me wrong. I'll defend them to the end until they do something wrong and they use their badge in the wrong way. And no one's going to tarnish the badge. So we took care of business.
239-1310. 239-1310's after news names. We'll take a break. The sheriff is here. Send me an email. PraiseIndia.com. Text message 37890. Keyword Amos. Or 239-1310. We'll be back with more after these.
Hello, this is Sheriff John Layton. And when I want to stay informed, I always listen to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Light.
All right, welcome back. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoons Neighbors with the Sheriff. Let me go to Denise. Hi there. Denise?
Hi, Sheriff Layton and Amos. I'm glad to have you on the phone this afternoon.
Hello, Denise.
Yeah. Well, Sheriff, I'm very, very impressed that you were endorsed by the Indiana Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
You were also endorsed by the deputies, the Sheriff Department deputies.
That's right.
Did you receive any other endorsements?
We, Amos would truly have to lengthen his show if I named them all, and I'm very proud of that. But between Lodge 86, FOP Lodge 86, which represents predominantly all the IMPD officers, and as well as the Marion County Sheriff's Deputies Union, which, you know, we worked very hard to take care of those police officers and take care of those deputies. We have literally every single union, labor union in Marion County, and not only the unions themselves, but all their locals. I can't
you
say
you had the stage hands, I understand.
Absolutely. Yeah, stage hands, millwrights, AFSCME. We have AFSCME, iron workers, UAW. I mean, laborers union, laborers international. They're all on our team.
Right.
And these are some very hardworking families and hardworking people that I believe in. You know, I came from that type of a family, so it makes a lot of difference to me, and very proud to have that.
Yeah. Well, also, Sheriff Layton, I was also impressed with your recruitment efforts. I'm a black female, and I've always wanted to know that, you know, you're looking out for the minorities in your community, because I'm also a foreigner. You can hear my accent.
Yeah, you do have a little accent there.
But yeah, and I want to know what your diversity numbers look like, and are you really, you know, really trying to recruit in a diverse community?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I mentioned this a while ago, but within the Marion County Sheriff's Office, I think I was a little low when I mentioned it off the top of my head, within the Marion County Sheriff's Office, 23.3% of our employees are African American. And again, at 22%, I said, check anybody in Midwest. I think you'll find that we're light years ahead of anyone else, any other police departments that could possibly to give you their numbers. And with females, 37.6% of our office is female.
I like that number.
Yes, ma'am. I do too. But you know what? It's not about numbers. It's about getting the right people to do the right job and reflect the community you serve. And that's what we've always kept in mind. We don't just put out an ad saying, you know, come into Marion County Sheriff's Office and apply. We go a step further. We actually send our recruiters to the places where the folks are at that we want to bring into our office. We want to make sure that they're every opportunity to every group of folks out there, that every nationality, that they have an opportunity to become a Marion County Sheriff's deputy or employee. So, you know, we do strive very hard to make sure that we reflect the community we serve. And I think it shows on paper that we've done a very good job of that. And it's not just this sheriff. It's what I require of my folks. But it's those hardworking deputies that get out there and recruit in the right areas, and that's the way we get it done.
All right, Denise, appreciate the call. Got a text message at 37890. Keyword name says, can Sheriff Layton speak to his office's community involvement? Last week, Sheriff's Office helped us on very short notice. Says a lot about department responsiveness to community needs. When your opponent was here last week, he said that you're not visible in the community, and if he's elected, either he would be visible or someone from his office would be visible out in the community.
I don't know what community he was in, because I'm out in ours every day, every Saturday, every Sunday. I'm in a different church in Marion County to make sure that I'm available for questions and answer periods. I'm out in the community constantly. But again, you know, they're going to say those kind of things because they have to. They're desperate to get votes. And you know, it's a shame. It's a shame. It's sad that someone has to stoop to that level to get votes. But, you know, we're going to continue to keep our head high, go straight ahead doing exactly what we've been doing. And that's taking care of the folks in Marion County, out in the community.
The other charge he made was that you had a man and a woman in the same cell.
I don't remember him ever being inside the Marion County jail, so I don't know where he'd get that information. No. I'm sorry. Yeah, there was a couple of situations. Well, sure. Again, you're dealing with human nature. You're dealing with human beings. You're not dealing with robots. And there was a mistake made. We have, like I said, 65,000 people come through that jail once in a great while. Yeah, one time that happened months ago, and that deputy, that caused that did that, has surely felt the wrath. If you know what I mean. And that's what you have to do. When a mistake is made, which they're going to be made, it's how you respond to that mistake. Maybe, you know.
All right, 239-1310. Back to the phones. And Frank, hi there.
Hello.
How are you? You're on the air.
It's Frank Anderson here.
No, really?
Live, true, and in living color.
Hey, Sheriff. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Sheriff? I've been listening to the entire program, and really, it's been very interesting. Obviously, I called in because you're talking about a part of my life. And certainly, this Sheriff's Department has been a big part of my life. And certainly when I was elected the first time, hopefully with the help of people that like John, changed the direction of that department. And I can remember very clearly when I took office, these federal jail inspectors came in and said they'd only seen one other jail that was worse than the Marion County Jail, and that was in Tijuana, Mexico. Now certainly, you know, we've come a long ways in that, and I think you remember that 35-year lawsuit or all of the sheriffs preceding us couldn't get it done, but people like John that was right there with me, we got that 35-year lawsuit off of the records and brought that jail up to constitutional standards. And certainly I'm proud of that fact. And the fact that John has taken it even a step further, when I was in office there, one of the first things we worked together on was to get accreditation for that jail. And I think it was brought up a few minutes ago about how the accreditation of this department is in less than 1% in the whole nation. I mean, that's saying something big. Now, when I left, John even took it a step further. He's still getting further accreditations for that department. And then I heard talking about he's not in the community. I think he just addressed that. John is throughout the community, and I mean, is, and the diversity is very obvious. Look at, for instance, his chief deputy, Eva Tally Sanders, a female. She is the sheriff when the sheriff is not there. So, I mean, I could go on and on, but the one thing, too, is that his leadership is recognized in the sheriffs throughout the state of Indiana being picked as the top sheriff in the state of Indiana. And a lot of people don't know that he's in line to be the National Sheriff's Association president. And on a personal note, and I'll close by saying, you know, there's no room in public safety for the politics, and we need to do a clean campaign. I went through what John is going through. I tried to get my opponents to sign a pledge of a clean campaign, and I got no response either. And if I may be frank, because my mother and father named me that appropriately, I think that they need the donkey and the elephant outside the door and sit down and do the work of what the people put them in these offices for. And I strongly support John Layton. I mentored him, and I'm proud of that fact. And last but not least, Amos, I know some people where they got a good deal on some cars.
<Uh-oh>. All right, Sheriff. All right, 239-1310. 239-1310 is after his name. So we go back to the phones. And John, hi there.
How you doing? First-time caller,
eh? Hello, first-time caller. Let me give you the salute. There we go.
All right.
The question I got for Sheriff Layton is, I experienced a visit.
Wait a minute, John, I lost you. You experienced what?
I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Where I experienced a visit down in the Marin County Jail back in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't find it very comfortable. I'd never been locked up in my life, all my life, 33 years.
Okay.
And I got down there, and it felt like I was just like I felt like I was a pet in an animal house or something.
Okay.
Then I had my mother come down there and visit her, and they just treated her so bad. My mother's 80-some years old. I was just wondering if there's going to be any changes made from people visiting you in jail or the way they treat inmates in jail.
Wait a minute. You were in jail in 2002.
Right.
That's 12 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so Sheriff Layton, is the jail the way it was in 2002?
No, the jail is completely different from 2002. And Frank Anderson, the gentleman that was on the sheriff before I, he made sure of that as soon as he stepped into office, and we completely redid that jail. Completely redid the standard operating procedures for deputies. The jail was clean. I'm saying you could eat off the floor now, but I don't think you'd want to. But at the same time, we have a totally different visitation set up now. And, I think hopefully you'll never be put back in there, John, but if you do,
hopefully not.
And
one time's enough for me.
I hear you. But honestly, John, no, we actually in 2002, we were still under the federal lawsuit for jail conditions, 35 years. And Frank Anderson, with myself by his side, we were able to get that lawsuit lifted off of the Marion County Jail after 35 years for conditions. Matter of fact, I invite the Indiana Civil Liberties Union in constantly to take them tours through that jail just to show the public, to show every entity I possibly can how much improved and how we continue to do the job inside that jail as well as out.
All right, I appreciate the call. I'm sorry.
One more thing I want
sure.
to say.
Yeah,
I saw you earlier this year at my home church, God's Grace, on 37th and
Oh, Emily. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Pastor Stephen Thompson.
Great
I
man.
Saw you there. I was there that day. You visited our church.
I appreciate that, and I do remember that, and it just does my heart good going to those churches. You know, I came up in a little.
So that's another example of you're out there.
I'm out there.
Maybe your opponent hadn't figured out where that church is. Okay.
Or that community.
239. I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310. We got an email from Anthony. And, Anthony, we have your email. We understand the circumstances. We're going to pass that on to the sheriff and, his deputy to try to figure out whether where the paperwork is and whether you should be out and what have you. Anyway, I just wanted to let Anthony know that we got that and we'll forward that on. 239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's name. It's back to the phones and anonymous. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
Hello to your guests. If Sheriff Layton's anything like Sheriff Deputy, I'm saying her name wrong.
Eva Tally Sanders?
Eva Tally. If you're anything like you, if like her, you get my vote because she's an awesome, awesome woman. She is awesome.
Well, to be honest with you,
everybody needs to vote for her because she is awesome.
Well, she has been by my side.
Like her, yes.
You know,
and my next question would be, are they going to do anything as far as when you arrest someone and they're already in jail? How are we going to get on the same page as that? How can we do that? Because in several incidents when someone has already been arrested and then they still send in the sheriff after them, or if you come to an appointment and they don't tell you you've been arrested and then you go back home and get arrested again. So that's my concern, is we need to get on the same page as that. That I've seen that in several incidents too.
All right, Sheriff.
Yeah, and so we many times probation is involved in that, and probation doesn't get the word back out. The deputies have a warrant in their hand, and they're sworn by law to abide by that warrant and arrest someone. We check our systems, and the system says it still is an active warrant before we ever go to that house or place of business or anywhere else to serve the warrant. And as long as our computer systems tell us it's still a good warrant, our deputies have to serve that warrant. Now, that, you know, if there's been some slowdown in the system somewhere that's not a part of the sheriff's office, we can't really help that. But, you know, many times they're on probation, but probation recalls the warrant, but doesn't get it in the system quick enough. But hopefully if that happens, you know, the deputies, if there's paperwork or there's anything that individual has with them to show that they have, that case has been adjudicated, that case has been settled, they've been in front of the judge, if there's anything whatsoever, hopefully the deputies will see that and put the spirit of the law above the letter of the law and take care of business that way in a very professional manner. And I know they have on many occasions, and if you have any information that they didn't, let me know, because we want to be professional in every way. But if they have a warrant in their hand and it says that it is an active warrant, our deputies by law, and as a matter of fact, it's not just deputies, any police officer, any true police officer in Marion County would have to serve that warrant when it's right in front of them.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's name. It's tomorrow. We are live from Georgia Reese's, our ninth annual fundraising luncheon to benefit the Moselle Sanders Thanksgiving Dinner, the Moselle Sanders Foundation, at the brand new Georgia Reese's Soul Food Restaurant. It is owned by former Indianapolis Colts great Gary Brackett, and our luncheon is from 11 until 1 tomorrow, and the location is 3454 West 86th Street. That's 86th Street, just east of Michigan Road. $30 tax deductible contribution. You get a great meal. You get a great meal and you get to enjoy it. The sheriff has always attended, but he's got a duty tomorrow, and that is to escort home former Sheriff Jack Cotty, who will be interred in the field of, is it the field of honor?
Heroes.
The field of heroes over at Crown Hill.
Yes.
Well deserved. Anyway, we'll be back with our many moments with Sheriff Jack Cotty. See, all you sheriffs. John Layton. But he knew Jack Cotty.
Absolutely.
Anyway, more after these.
Hello, this is King Ro Conley, and you're listening to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Life.
Now, Sheriff, I got to ask about this budget. For the first 3 years you were sheriff, the mayor's office fought you tooth and nail on your budget. It was like one of those reality shows. It was like cage wrestling reality show.
Mm-hmm.
This year, there was no fight over your budget. And I heard that the administration actually gave you more money.
Yes, dear.
So your opponent is saying that you got all this extra money that you don't need, but his own people gave you more money in the budget for next year.
Yeah, let's figure this one out.
Were you surprised that there was no fight on your budget?
No, I wasn't. Because, you know, it takes some time for people to become educated on certain things. And in politics and in political offices, there's a lot of turnover. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of turnover in the controller's office, several different controllers over the last few years. And each time there's new council people elected, they have to be re-educated on exactly what the budget goes for each and every year. So, you know, it takes some time, but we have been working with the mayor's office very close on our budget. And to be honest with you, sure, there was some back and forth, not necessarily with the mayor's office. There was a few city council people that, mm-hmm. you know, had a little problem with this or that, and they would bring that up. But the mayor's office each and every year has signed off on the budget that we asked for after we explain every mm-hmm. dime that we're using. But here's the big thing. There's talk that our budget's gone up $30 million. That's more of that stuff they're reaching down and throwing on the wall. Under John Layton, in the last 4 years, mm-hmm. our budget has gone up 1% per year. And that's it. An average of 1% per year. I have it right here.
That's $1 million. Cause you got $100-some-odd million budget.
Right. It's far from $30 million, which is being thrown out there. But that's exactly what we're talking about here. It's just sad that people have to throw that kind of thing out there just to try to get an elected office. It should be just the opposite, you know, especially when supposed law enforcement people are doing this. It's crazy.
Back to the phones and Anonymous. Anonymous, you got about a minute.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
A couple of years ago, inmate Michael Bell was attacked by five other inmates, and the suspect Michael Bell was charged with killing a 7-year-old along with another person, and this was called jailhouse justice, so to speak. Is that still going on, or what steps, if any, have taken to prevent such as that? That's my first question. And
what year was the Michael Bell thing? What year?
That was January the 6th, 2012.
Okay.
Happened in December of 2011.
Okay.
But fill us in on, from beginning to end, when an inmate is booked into the jail, how do they go about determining what block they'll be in? I mean, do they put double homicide suspects in the same area or cell with a petty pickpocket or someone that's stolen a loaf of bread? Can you fill us in on that? And my last comment is your commissary. They have eliminated the human aspect of it, and you go there, you put a $20 bill in the machine, and they charge you $3 service fee. Put $10 in the machine, and it's $3 service fee. Now, that's the way it is, I suppose, for efficiency, but I think that's highway robbery.
All right, let me let the sheriff answer. Where do you put dangerous people next to dangerous people, not dangerous people next to non-dangerous people?
No, we have jail two. Which is I won't say minimum security, mm-hmm. but it's probably minimum to medium security for folks with low felony counts. And that does happen at times, you know, so there's about as many people in that jail as there is over in jail one. Jail one is where the toughest criminals in Marion County are kept, high maximum security. That's why we have deputy sheriffs at jail one.
Do you remember the Michael Bell case?
And yes,
I do. How do you protect somebody that committed a heinous crime from alleged jailhouse justice?
Well, we put in another 188 cameras throughout the jail, which I have a monitor in my office myself, and it shows, it goes about 5 seconds. It will show one cell, then another cell, then another cell. I, as well as employees and deputies back in the jail itself, whose job it is to do nothing but monitor those, mm-hmm. Those cameras. But we have camera systems throughout the jail. We've upped our clock rounds, and, actually, except for the Bell case, there hasn't been a near like there used to be, in our jail since we have accreditations and certain standards put in place now. And actually, we just went through that audit, and We are actually up in our percentages now than we were then.
Let me go to Reverend Day. Reverend Day at 239-1310. You have 1 minute because I'm running up against time.
All right. Hi, Sheriff. How you doing? Hey, Amos.
Hi.
Reverend Day, how are you doing?
All right. Every time I pass your jail and see that banner up there for top jail, I appreciate that.
Well, thank you, sir.
One thing is your opponent said that he's not receiving any Republican money, and I think is in the public eye that that's not true. But also, the last thing is, it seems like some people calling in going on, he said, she said, because I've been in your jail on several occasions. And maybe you need to tell them about some of the supportive service you're having, just like your HOPE program, that you're asking me to train some of the parents, the ladies, so they have better parenting skills when they come out of jail. And I'm sure you're doing something special for the children on Halloween. So it seems like some people's confused in terms of the quality of supportive services that is very good out of the jail. And they're hearing some misinformation.
Well, you know, Reverend Day, we have 81 total programs going on right now as we speak within the Marion County Jail System. 81 programs, and a lot of those are faith-based, as you know, because you've helped us out with so many of them. And those will continue as we build on that. You know, we will be out in the community, as we always are, on Halloween and other top times that people try to get out of their homes with their children. With 8 grandkids and 5 kids of my own, you're going to do the right thing out there because you can relate.
Right.
You can relate to every grandparent and every parent in Marion County as to what needs to be done. How can you, Sheriff, make it better? And I think we have responded in those ways. Now, as far as this money goes, your first comment was claim that he had not gotten one dime. Well, unfortunately, we see where, you know, there's at least $30,000 that has come from Republican political committees. And there you go. My opponent says not one dime and turns around, and right there it is. It's public information, over $30,000 from Republican committees.
All right,
so that's all I'll say about that.
Let me go to Bishop Lester. You have 1 minute. I'm running up against a time crunch.
Good afternoon, Amen.
Good afternoon.
And Sheriff, how you doing, sir?
Mr. Lester, thank you for calling in.
You're more than welcome, sir. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for the contributions that you did for us with the vest and the radios. They have been greatly used. And I'm a little late getting on to the program, and I was wondering if anyone had you touched on the DOLV program that you're doing?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we did. We did, Pastor. We talked about the Dove program and the Peace Dove that is a tribute to those families left behind by the victims of homicide. Seen so many mothers holding and hugging the casket and crying. You know, they need to be remembered as much as the victim themselves. The people who continue every day to go through the horror of losing a loved one. And that's what that Peace Dove is a tribute to.
Our standard closing question, Sheriff, with all candidates, if people want more information about your campaign, you're running for re-election as the Sheriff of Marion County, John Layton. How do people get a hold of you?
Just give us a call at, well, why don't we just do the email? It's on the website, SheriffJohnLayton.com.
SheriffJohnLayton.com.
Yeah.
All right, because we don't want you getting in trouble.
No,
you get the wrong phone number, be another ad.
Well, and that's why I'm a little hesitant there because, you know, keep the
office separate from the politics.
Absolutely.
And see, you weren't even thinking about the politics. You were thinking of the office.
My office, your office. We're a good team. Thank you.
All right, Sheriff John Layton, thanks very much for being with us.